And now, here's another episode of Operation Adult.
Oh, hello everyone, and welcome back to I Just Had a Terrible Thought. We're going hard in the paint, and we're the only show on the internet. My name is Kyle.
And I'm Orion.
And I'm not yelling at you this week, because last week, Orion expressed concerns about your ears or your sensibilities or something. I don't really recall. It was something dadly about how I always yell at the listeners, and how Orion was like, maybe we shouldn't yell at the listeners. So I'm not yelling at you.
It's nice. Yeah. I'm comfortable. Yeah.
It's not that nice. I prefer yelling at them.
You have a reason
that I prefer yelling at them? Well, in theory, hopefully, if
better.
I start out the show by going, hey, everybody, welcome back to I Just Had a Terrible Thought, then that kind of perks me up. It gets my blood pumping.
Oh, okay.
Through my veins.
I wasn't sure if it was
doing a snooze fest.
Like,
it's more for me than it is for them.
Okay. That was the big question. Because it was for them, like, I need to get their attention.
Hey, pay attention. Pay attention to the stream. I know you opened it on accident, but pay attention to it.
But anyway, yeah.
Oh, Orion. I want to get right into something.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let me start off by explaining why I want to get into something. If you've been listening long enough, you might be familiar with a character by the name of KJ Sisko. We discovered him long, long ago. I believe I found out about him on a website called Podcast Pickle, which seems to be kind of broken now. Like, it still technically exists, but there's nothing there. But when we first started the podcast, I would go to wherever I could to, like, shove promos and junk and get us listed in directories. And that was one of them. And
yeah, we were just starting out. Yeah.
They had a forum subsection for podcast promos. And I was going through listening to people's podcast promos, because early on I knew one way to promote your show is that you trade promos with people and stuff. Like, you make a promo for your show, a little commercial for it, basically. You give it to somebody else. They give you theirs. They play yours on their show. You play theirs on your show, and everybody wins. But most of the really good podcasts don't do that, because they don't need to, because anybody who would be willing to swap promos with them like that would, like, have a much smaller audience than them and whatever. So most of them were garbage. And one of them that I found was KJ Sisko's podcast. I wish I still had the audio for that promo.
Oh, no.
I don't anymore. And I tried to find it today, and that's when I realized that Podcast Pickle is broken. Because I found it in a Google search, but when I clicked it, the forum link just goes nowhere. Anyway, so we talked about his promo and we made fun of it. And then I told him that we did that. and he was like, oh, I think I just said, oh, we talked about your show on our show, and we played your promo. And he's like, oh, cool, I'll check it out. And then he did check it out. And he was like, you guys. but he kind of, he took it well. Like,
yes.
He didn't take it like,
he was a good sport.
Motherfuckers. He laughed it off and thought it was funny. And we ended up playing parts of his show on our show. And at one point I wanted to interview him on the show, and we couldn't quite work it out time wise. He was busy or asleep when we wanted to do it. Every once in a while we check back in with him. He eventually stopped doing his podcast, KJ Sisko's podcast, and started doing a new one called KJ Sisko's Operation Adult, which we've played bits from here and there, which is bizarre. His original podcast was just him by himself, but he was basically doing what we do, talking a little bit about his life, talking a little bit about current events, talking about just issues that he gives a shit about, just talking about whatever. The new show, I haven't listened to it in a while, but the last several times I did was all like dead air, and then him make his end of a phone conversation with a pharmacist or someone at his college, and then maybe him shaving for 30 minutes or something. It's fantastic. But other than that, I haven't had any real contact with him in a while. And then yesterday or the day before or something like that,
what happened?
All of a sudden I got a new follow on Twitter, and it was KJ Sisko. And so I followed him back, and he had one follower, which was me. And he was following three people, Keith and the girl, me, and somebody I didn't recognize who was apparently both a rapper and a software developer or something. And then tonight when we went live, he called us up on the Skype. And we talked to him a little bit, but we told him we were going to call him back when we were actually recording. So I suppose that's what I'm going to do now. Are you ready for this?
The time is right. Let's do it.
Let's see if he's ready for this. He appears to be offline. Let me see. Let's see what happens. Call this person on their mobile or landline number. So, yeah, I think it's telling me that because he's offline. resend contact request? Oh, I've already sent him a contact request, apparently, because he called us earlier. Yeah, I think he might have just gone offline. Okay.
God damn it, I knew this would happen.
Well, I'll keep an eye on it then and see. Yeah, I can call him to leave a voice message. Let's see. Calling, 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 calling.
Now, is Kevin in the chat?
I don't think so.
So he...
While this is calling, 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 I should mention that his avatar is hilarious. It's and he didn't know this. It's a picture like he took it by accident with his webcam or something. It's just a picture of his chest with his microphone or
wearing a button-up shirt. Yeah.
Cables going up to his ears.
Hey, what's up? Sorry about that.
Hey, there you are.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
You appeared to be offline there, and I wasn't sure if we were going to get a hold of you.
I don't know how that happened, but yeah.
Well, KJ Cisco, everybody.
The one and only.
You know, after a very long hiatus.
After a very long
hiatus. Very fucking long, Jesus.
I guess on our show. But you've been doing your show.
Right.
What happened? Okay, I have a million questions for you. So,
okay.
I don't even know. Maybe we should introduce you more because we have newer listeners who might not know who you are.
I mean, yeah, it's been such a long time. Go ahead with your introduction. I'm not going to.
Okay. Well, I sort of already did. Okay. So you used to do a show called KJ Cisco's Podcast.
Uh-huh.
And you stopped doing that. Did you stop doing that just because Gcast or whatever you were hosting it on wasn't going to host it anymore?
Yeah, basically they had posted a message saying after this date we will no longer be hosting shows. They said they will still be up there, which is a lie.
Oh, did they all go down?
Yeah, it all went down. You know, which is fine with me. I did need to reinvent myself, which I did.
Yeah, you sure did.
Yeah, it went in very, very different direction from the first one.
A new chapter, yeah.
Right, new chapter, right, just moving along.
Feels good, man.
How up to speed are you with our podcast? Like, did you just come, like, think of us recently and come check it out again, or have you been listening?
I've been listening. I've kind of been lurking, you know.
So you've been listening kind of all the way along?
I've been listening. I've just been kind of hiding in the shadows, I guess.
So you've heard us bring up your new show, Operation Adult, before?
Yeah, I heard you talk about that. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So that's gonna there are questions about that.
Okay, all right.
But before I get to that, there are a few things about you that I feel I need cleared up for me because you're an enigma to me sometimes. Okay. For one, I love cyber stalking you. And so
that's creepy.
Yeah, that no, so but creepy. it's adorable. Everything I do is adorable. Anyway, I love cyber stalking you, which is which just means putting KJ Cisco into Google.
Right. I mean, it's not hard today.
At one point you had a Wikipedia entry. Did you make that?
It's funny because I did not make that.
Really?
I think that somebody who knows me very well, and I have an idea of who it might be, slapped something up there. So when you mentioned that in episode 4, I was laughing hysterically because that was my first time hearing about it.
So that was news to you.
That was really new. So I was laughing hysterically. I mean, I kind of thought at first maybe you as a kind of a goof.
I put it up just to laugh at it.
Just to make fun of me some more.
No, I Googled your KJ Cisco and that came up.
No, I saw it later and I thought, where did this come from?
Did you ever find out who put it up?
I think I know who did it.
But it's still a mystery.
He never really admitted to it. He kind of said, "Yeah, I might have."
He totally did it.
Like, really? Come on.
He totally wants the D.
Right.
Okay. Well. Okay. So that's one thing cleared up. Yeah. So how accurate was the Wikipedia entry? It wasn't very long, but one thing it mentioned was that you were a blind programmer.
That's accurate.
Okay. Well, that kind of explains your avatar on Skype. But how exactly how blind are you?
I have light perception, which means I can only see light and dark.
Okay, like eye spots on a flatworm.
Not even that. Like I couldn't see like shadows or silhouettes or anything like that. Just
black
like,
people.
Like black
you turn
people.
On the light, there it is. You turn it off. Oh, it's gone.
Can you tell a black person from a white person?
Well, now you're just getting racist, Kyle.
Well, I can't tell by looking at them because I don't see race, but I can. But I feel race, so I usually ask if I can touch a person's face.
I can tell by the sound of gunshots. Usually,
whoa! Now who's racist?
Whether it's a black person or not,
that's all they do. Oh man. Okay.
I apologize.
I'm Deshaun.
Well. So I was wondering about how blind you are exactly because I've, like I said, I cyberstalk you every once in a while and I've heard you say things.
How often do you do this, cyberstalk?
Every, maybe once a year. I don't know. You pop up in my brain and I'm like, what's KJ Sisko up to?
What's KJ Sisko doing?
That's how I found Operation Adult, I think.
Right, right.
And I found a Live Journal.
Live Journal.
Anyway, but you say things sometimes, and the way you say them, I'm like, how does a blind guy do that?
What do you mean?
I wish I could think of a really good example, but I don't know. Like, some of it's like, I understand computer use, I think. Like, there's accessibility software and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But, God, I wish I could think of a good example right now.
Jaws dialogue.
Oh, shit.
Speaking of accessibility software.
Yeah. I'm going to shut it off so it doesn't bother
you. No, it was great. What is what's Stephen Hawking saying to you?
It's saying, please don't kill me. That's what it said.
Kevin, I want to live. Please, no. Stop hovering over that X. Although you wouldn't be hovering over
other
that
guy.
X. So do you operate the computer, though? Like, I know accessibility software. I know the computer can read stuff to you like it was just doing, but...
There are keyboard commands called keystrokes that you just hit. It does something.
They're called keystrokes, you say?
Yeah, keystrokes.
Fascinating.
Right.
So you do everything by keyboard, then? You have no use for that mouse?
Nope. Get it out of there.
Yep. Do you even have a mouse? Do you just have one sitting there, sad all by itself?
No. I have a built-in, you run your palm over and then, you know, what are those? You actually need the mouse for this software because it sees the mouse and it reads based on where the mouse is. So
do you just kind of feel around the desktop with the mouse?
No, I don't use the mouse at all.
Oh,
I'm saying the
software, just have to have it hooked up.
But the software supports it. Like if he hovers over something, it'll identify it.
Do you ever grab the mouse and do that anyway, just to see what it does? Wonder what I'm pointing at right now. Do you have a monitor then?
Yeah, I do. I have a laptop, so.
Oh, okay.
It's all, you know.
So it's all there. If you were using a desktop, though, would you bother with a monitor?
You know, people have come to me with that, and I don't know. I wouldn't need to. It would look really odd with that one, but you could definitely do it without a monitor, I think.
I think you'd seem...
Man, that would make me uncomfortable if I walked in a room and there's a guy without a monitor.
I'm just computer. Sitting there tapping away on a keyboard. Like,
gotta go.
How does he do it?
Just a wizard or a psychopath sitting there with a keyboard. Okay, so let me see. I should have written my questions down because I got a million of them. Okay, so what's the deal with Operation Adult?
All right, Operation Adult. And Kyle, I've heard you kind of touch on this. You've got it right. It's kind of like a reality show. Like, I'm doing air quotes with reality show because it's actual reality. It's not like a reality show where it's scripted reality. It's like, let's put these people in this situation. It's actual as it's happening.
Can I butt in? I thought my theory was, was that for many years you were kind of shy, and this was like, you know what? Fuck them. I'm going to take a stance against my fear, and I'm going to make calls, and I'm going to deal with my own shit.
Do you have a fear of people witnessing you shaving?
And it's a... Well,
it wasn't...
And it was a big step, you know?
No, it wasn't. That was not it at all. The podcasting thing... See, the way I got into podcasting was just... I've always liked, talk radio, that sort of thing. And the concept of it, you know, just somebody puts out content that's entertaining to somebody, you know. Then I started listening to podcasts and saying to myself, well, all right, I can do this, you know, and just doing it, you know. But no, it wasn't like I'm gonna put myself out there because I'm in my shell, you know, I got to get out of my shell. That wasn't it, you know.
Orion's trying to dramatize your story. He's trying
to
make
putting it out there. What I
he's trying to make the based on a true story movie of KJ Cisco.
Who would star me, do you think? Like, who would?
Well, I don't know what you look like, and I suppose you don't either, unless you went blind at some point in your life.
No. Well, I mean, I apparently could see up to 2 months of age, but how the hell would I know?
So you must think you look like the most adorable, shriveled little thing.
Not at all. not at all, no.
No.
Just based on what you hear of me, like what you picture, like who do you think would star me?
Oh, man.
See, I'm interviewing you. You weren't prepared for this.
I'm thinking I could go either Brad Pitt or George Clooney. One or the other.
Hey.
I'm really torn between the two, though.
Okay.
I've always pictured Keanu Reeves, but a little different, you know, obviously younger.
Right.
You know who I think could pull it off?
Yeah.
Matthew McConaughey.
All right.
We'd have to pay him extra to get him to put his shirt on, but I think he could do it.
So, guys, I'm going to talk like McConaughey.
Yeah, please keep doing that.
Yeah, just the whole time now.
Yeah, please do. So I was cyberstalking you today because I was going to bring you up.
Wow, interesting.
On the show, and
it just came up on your Twitter. And I have a story about that, but go ahead.
Well, okay, so I rediscovered your LiveJournal.
Okay.
And I saw some kind of maybe unintentionally hilarious, I don't know, but some hilarious entries. And part of what makes them hilarious is just that I'm a bad person, I think. But, like, I saw one titled The Weeknd from April 22nd, 2013. On Thursday, Christine came over. On Friday, we went out to lunch at Friendly's. At home, I did something that would shock most. I helped her shave her vagina.
Yeah. Okay, well, now here's the thing you got to understand about me.
What's the thing I got to understand about you?
I'm a weird guy. Okay, if you're sitting there in your chairs going, KJ Cisco is just a normal human being, you're sadly mistaken. I've always been an oddity. I mean, I was always the square peg in the round hole, as they say.
Okay, well,
you know what I mean? Like,
so you're shaving this vagina,
right?
You said, hey, she needed help. That's what couples do. So you've got a girl. I also saw further up, like more recently, you're engaged.
Does me thinking this is funny also make me a bad person?
Well, I didn't get to what makes me a bad person. Like vagina shaving, I don't think there's anything morally reprehensible about me laughing at that.
I thought it was giggly at the time, I guess, you know?
What I think makes me a bad person is that, so I'm reading this, shaved her vagina, she needed help, that's what couples do, damn it, it's not the end of the world. I had her lay back in a towel and I used the trimmer. You start with the sides and the pubic area. This is kind of funny too, but this isn't the thing that makes me a bad person either. You start with the sides and the pubic area, then you trim the lips.
I plan my, it's like a prop.
The vagina?
Yes.
Is like a prop? This is prop comedy you're doing?
Yeah, basically.
All right, Carrot Top. Maybe we'll get him to play in the movie. Yeah. So you start with the sides and the pubic area, then you trim the lips. clean up the sides, and that's it. It's no big deal, folks. Everybody back off. It's no big thing. Besides, neither one of us wants her to walk around with a hairy box. Anyway, after that, we had dinner. Saturday started off on a sour note because my grandfather died. that's where...
Jesus. Yeah.
Well, here's the thing about my grandfather dying. And I'm not... And here's the thing. Because your grandmother recently died.
Yeah, she was the worst.
No, but here's the thing. And I know it sounds cruel, but to me, like, I don't know. I don't get all weepy about death. I mean, like, I couldn't say, you know, my grandfather died. What more can you say about that, in my opinion? You know what I mean? It's like.
Other than it sucks.
It happened. You know, it sucks. I mean, he was my grandfather, you know. He was alive and now he's not. I mean, it sucks.
Yeah. Well, it's the way the whole thing went down on LiveJournal.
I know. Just by the way.
Yeah, so.
Had
P.S.
Yeah, P.S. My grandfather died.
Yeah, this whole post about vagina shaving.
And then having dinner, and then my grandfather died.
Yep. But anyway.
Yeah. So, wait. I was going to get into my story about how I'm finding you on Twitter and all that. You know how you get the email that says, if you feel this person's, you know, being abusive or whatever, click this link. Just to be an asshole, I wanted to click it just so I can go, Kyle's abusing me. He's stalking me. Which you are stalking.
Yes. Yes, I definitely am.
You are. So you are abusing me over the web.
Well, abuse is what I'm all about.
It's bullying. Oh.
There was one more line from that post that I wanted to read.
Yeah.
It was right after... Okay, Saturday started off on a sour note because my grandfather died. It was crazy, ... But we went out for dinner later. It's just... The chain of thoughts. Like, shaving just, the vagina, no, grandpa no died, went out to dinner.
No coherence whatsoever.
And the way it's phrased, it's a little ambiguous. Like, maybe you went out for dinner later with your dead grandpa.
I didn't think about that.
Which would be pretty crazy.
Well, yeah, I mean, that corpse propped up next to you in the restaurant is, you know, I mean, there's not much for conversation.
At least you don't have to worry about seeing all the looks you're getting.
Well, I mean.
Okay. So you're engaged, or are you still engaged?
No, I am recently engaged. Feel free to, because I feel like you're the one who would just say, what the hell's wrong with you on that?
Oh, for getting engaged?
For getting engaged, yeah.
Yeah, I mean...
I took the plunge, what can I tell you?
Yeah, well... Yeah. So is she also broken in some way, or...
Broken?
Yeah, or do all of her senses work?
She had sight. She lost it at the age of 28, and just all of a sudden, she woke up one day and was gone. You know.
So she is also broken in some way.
Yes,
but fairly recently.
So how did you guys meet? Sorry, that might be a little much to
at the repair shop.
Damaged goods, what could I tell you? That's what I'm into.
I mean, you're living your life, you're doing your thing, and then something happened. You bump into her.
One day you wake up and, can't see anymore.
How'd she lose her sight? Was it like, did it happen, or was it like an accident, or a...
She had glaucoma.
Okay.
And
that'll do it.
It's not really severe. Like, you hear most people with glaucoma, they're in a lot of pain because there's all pressure behind the eye. She really didn't know she had it until she went to the doctors, and yep, there it is. By the way, you're going to lose your sight anytime now. So.
Does she get a lot of that Pineapple Express?
No, she doesn't. She doesn't do that kind of thing.
I hear glaucoma is the perfect excuse.
Yeah, but see, it only gives you your sight back for as long as you're smoking it.
Well... So, it's not, it's, let's be honest, is it really about getting your sight back?
No. Actually, it's funny, somebody actually told me that, you know, what would cure your blindness, a little bit of the weed.
You ever smoked a little bit of the weed?
I never have. No, somebody did tell me that that would do it.
I doubt that would bring your sight
back. I doubt it would actually work. You know
what Joe Rogan would say?
If anything, it would shut down other senses.
It'd let you see everything, man.
Yeah, you might not be able to see with your eyes, but...
Right, my third eye.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You'd be able to see those aliens who just want to help you.
They just want to, anal probe me to death and...
You'd be able to tune into the universe, bro.
Yeah. Let's hook it up.
I am forgetting all my questions now. Did you ask?
I asked how they met.
Oh, how did you meet?
But I don't know if that's...
We actually kind of grew up together. So I was born in Vernon, New Jersey, which is like a really, really backwoods country area. Like you could hang yourself and nobody would know.
That's an odd way to explain it. It's a small, it's one of those hang yourself and nobody notices towns.
Well, it's not small. It's a very big town.
Oh.
But it's very secluded. And you could commit a murder and nobody would think where to find the body. It's not that I've ever tried this, you understand.
To find a body?
No, to actually commit a murder.
Might be difficult.
I don't know. People are so unsuspecting.
I suppose if the body's been around for a while, you could find it by smell.
Smell, yeah.
Yeah.
Over here, guys.
So you guys kind of grew up together.
Yeah.
For a while, she knew you as Blindy McBlind, and she was not blind.
She was nearsighted, but she definitely had more sight than I did,
That's terrible, nearsighted people. I hate them.
No, I feel bad.
They're the worst. So do you ever do that face touching thing they do in movies and stuff?
No, that's just fucking ridiculous.
Not even with her
that is not fucking ridiculous. I would totally do that.
Well, she's
it would
my
help.
Fiance, of course. But
well, no,
you
I
ask politely.
I don't mean have you ever touched her face? I mean, do you ever go I just want to see you and put your hand on her face and run it down? Because it's intimacy or whatever.
That creepy way? No, that's never been pillow talk. Hey, let me see your face.
Hey, baby, let me check out that sweet face. Just rake your fingers down.
Just want to feel your face.
Oh.
No, but I've had strangers come up to me, grab my hand, and try to put it on their face.
This is what you guys do, right? This is what you do.
I said, and it was some homeless guy. I'm like, dude, what the fuck is the matter with you?
You ever try to read their zits like Braille?
No. I mean, this guy is really...
It's so insensitive to just walk up.
I know you don't have any... I know you don't have a home, but don't you have manners? I mean, Jesus.
Yeah,
I don't just walk up, grab someone, and
it's funny to me that people do that though, because I guess they've seen it in a movie or on TV or something. Right. They're like, "This is what you guys do.
This is what you guys do, right? It's normal."
I don't want you to feel awkward and have to ask, so I'll just put your hand right on my fucking face.
Break the ice.
No, I would never go. Hey, can I feel your face? Maybe just for reaction. One day I might do that. See what happens.
This blindness thing must not have made a vagina shaving very easy.
No, there were cuts and nicks and.
Oh God!
Oh God!
There was some. No. I told you I'm not normal.
It's all sliced up. I forgive you. Did you have to perform?
I love you.
Stitches.
Oh yeah, there are many stitches. I did them myself.
All sewed up with shoelaces and yarn. Total Frankenstein vagina.
We got a sewing machine.
Oh, God.
Jesus.
Oh, how loose are those labia? You just flop them up on the sewing machine and
I don't feel a thing. I don't feel a thing.
After they were cut, they're going to be pretty loose.
Oh, were they off?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Did you guys get together she's Kevin, you're a good friend, but... you're not ideal. And then all of a sudden, lights are out. And then she's like, Kevin, where are you? Take me back.
Oh, my God.
No,
you're the only man for me.
That's horrible.
I know, but I don't know.
Right. He's just asking.
I could never date a blind guy. Then she loses her sight.
She couldn't. No. Since we grew up together, I think it was like, I don't know. We didn't actually get together until much later, obviously.
Was it like an 80s movie where, you know, you're friends for years and then all of a sudden it's like, it clicks. Like, why don't we just fucking date? You know, why don't we, try it out?
Did you guys have one of those pacts? Like, if we're both over this age and we're still single, we'll just marry each other.
No, it wasn't like that at all. No, it wasn't anything like that.
It was exactly like that.
It was nothing like that.
It was exactly like that. That's exactly what happened.
We should listen to the stalker.
Yeah, I know what's up. I've been paying attention. So you just recently stopped using Hotmail?
Hotmail sucks. If you use Hotmail, here's the thing about Hotmail. They screwed me over, and I will never use them again. They are dead to me.
What happened?
Well, they changed their they kept changing their site all around, and eventually it wasn't accessible for me.
Fuck them for trying to compete. Anyway, continue.
No, it's not about, and I use a client called Outlook Express. I'm sure you heard of it, Microsoft Outlook. And I got this email saying, oh, we've got this new, we use this new protocol. We'll no longer be supporting that. And I said, well, screw you. I've got options. So, Gmail.
I tailed it out of there to Gmail. I didn't know anyone was still using Hotmail.
I used it for a very long time, but
I think I had a Hotmail account in 98.
Yeah.
Wow.
My dad has a Yahoo Mail still. Yahoo? Fucker. Jesus.
I love when I see at AOL.com on the web.
Yeah, people are still doing the AOL.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
So how come you decided, like, I get that your first show got shut down because you couldn't host it there anymore, but how come you decided to go the reality show route instead of what actually happened?
I got bored with first of all, I wanted to try a different format. Second of all, I don't know what sparked that. I thought, oh, these reality shows out there are shit. What if somebody could do a reality show that's actual reality? Then you're not actually lying to people. You know what I mean? You're not lying to the audience. Because it's all false advertising today, you know?
That's true. There's no false advertising on Operation Adult.
No. I mean, I never pretend to be the greatest out there. I never even pretend to be really that good. But there are people who listen to it. Is there a promo
for Operation Adult?
There is no promo for Operation Adult, no.
You should make one, and it'll just be the sound of you shaving.
I would like you to do like a montage of different parts of episodes and just say, this is Operation Adult.
It would just be a buzzing sound from you shaving. And then like the occasional like muffled voicemail picking up when you call it.
Would just be saying, oh, shit.
Leave a message after the tone. Shit.
Shit.
They didn't pick up.
Yeah, damn it. Yeah.
Has your lady friend been on your show?
Yeah, she's featured on there. She knows about it, and she's on there. In fact,
she's had guest appearances.
If you were properly stalking me, you would know that.
See, I'm not stalking you hardcore enough.
No.
That was before I knew you looked just like Matthew McConaughey.
You guys doing? Please be on the podcast today. All right.
Kevin is one of those voices where if I did eventually see a photo of him, it would ruin everything. I don't want to see a photo.
Right.
I have an image in my head. I can't describe it.
You've seen his chest.
I've seen his
shirt.
What
else is there to see?
What more do you need?
That's all I need. The shirt he wears probably 3 times a week or more.
Hey, now.
We all have that shirt.
Do people ever... It must happen occasionally that somebody wants to take a picture of you.
Right.
Is that... weird? I imagine that would be weird. Like, okay, yeah, I guess you can take a picture of me, but I have no fucking clue if it came out well.
What do you mean? Like if someone on the street wants to take a picture of me?
Well, yeah. When you get stopped on the street because people are like, I'm sorry to bother you, but are you KJ Cisco?
You're just so amazing. Will you sign this for me?
Yeah, and it's their tits.
Like...
And then they grab your hand and run your hand across their tits so that you know what you need to sign.
No, I mean, aside from my engagement, one engagement photo, I really don't have a lot of photos of me. I have a photo of me and my fiance in a restaurant somewhere, and that's really it. I mean,
so when you got the engagement photo taken, how did you know that they didn't just hand you like a piece of glossy paper?
Well, they took out their iPhone, so it would have been more difficult for me to know without somebody, describing it, you know.
What if it was just like porn? Like, did they give you a digital copy of it?
Yeah, email me a copy. She's like, all right.
What if they just like titled it like KJ Cisco engagement picture and sent you like .jpg and sent you the file, but it's just
a virus.
It's a bukkake photo. It's just an Asian woman with like 15 dicks. No. All just coming on her face.
No, I've had it described to me. It's not that.
How in-depth did they go with the description?
Great. I mean, how in-depth do you have to go? I mean, you know what I mean?
It looks great. I love the smile.
Okay, you have to go more in-depth.
That's another thing. Like,
you know what I mean? Like,
being partially blind or blind, you'd have to have a real trust with people because they could easily fuck with you.
Here's the thing. I don't. I really don't.
Now, has that been that way, like, most of your life?
I'm the most...
Like, teenage years and up?
I'm a very cynical person.
Because I'm sure you've gone through some shit, like, way back when as a youngster.
Right.
You know, getting made fun of, maybe. Anything that stands out? Because I still have stories... That fucking haunt me today.
So, listen, Kevin, I know everybody probably hated you when you were a kid and called you a piece of shit. I just assume that. I know how cruel people are,
so
man.
So how was that? People are terrible. Kids are terrible. People are terrible.
Right. No, but you're such a dad, Orion.
They're all horrible. Get off my lawn, you son of a bitch.
Get off my lawn. I remember definitely being picked on, not really so much because of my blindness. Like, haha, you know. I think there was one time where somebody did it, and they never did it again. They said they kept walking around me, go, "You can't see me, you can't see me." So what I did, I'll tell you what I did, though. There's a happy ending. I stuck my foot out. They went flying.
I'm sorry. That's fucking great.
Never did it again.
Is it bad that, like, I know that's the stupidest thing in the world, but it's actually kind of funny to me.
What else can you do?
I think because it's so stupid, it's kind of funny to me to run around a blind person saying, "You can't see me."
Oh, yeah. Okay. There we go.
Right. What else are you going to do in that situation? I mean, obviously, if you keep talking, I know you're there.
Yeah. Well, did you let out a high-pitched screech so you could hear the echolocation, the bounce back?
No, but that was a classic moment.
We all know from Hollywood that when you lose one sense, the rest of them become superhuman.
Mm-hmm. Well, sure, and Hollywood never lies to us.
Right. So, what superpowers do you have?
I have the X-ray vision, where I can actually sort of burn through things and see through walls, even though I really can't see. I get like a snapshot in my mind, you know? It's like
I like to imagine that you have X-ray vision and you can see through walls, but it's still just a blur. You can't make anything out. You just know that dark shade is actually on the other side of the wall.
Daredevil. It's like Daredevil. You know, when it rained, he could kind of get like a little.
That's why you don't have to run your fingers over people's faces. You just only go outside when it's raining.
I wait for the rain. Yeah.
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 Have you ever? Oh, you know what you need to do. Next time you meet somebody new, do the hand thing that you don't normally do, where you put the hand under, like, ask, be real sweet about it, like, I want to see you, can I, and then, like, reach for their face, and they'll grab your hand and put it there, because they're being nice, or whatever, and they think you're having a heartwarming moment.
Beautiful.
Then you run your hand down their face, and you go, ooh.
Oh, God.
What you look like?
Did something happen to you?
Jeez.
What are these parts? This doesn't even feel like a face.
Oh, God.
That would be good, too. Yeah, very funny. Now, now put my hand on your face.
Right, seriously.
Oh, that was your face.
Oh, right. Come on, stop screwing around. I know what a face is.
That felt exactly like an old man's dick.
That is not a face.
Which I have felt several times in the past. I had a rough childhood.
Listen, I'm not judging. I'm not judging you.
I was still being you. That was acting.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Good job.
Very good.
So are you still trying to do the whole podcast promotion thing? You said you don't have a promo for the new show.
I don't have a promo. I put myself out there as far as, I mean, I'll comment to people's blogs and, you know, have the link there, you know, in the comment. Other people's podcasts I comment to, you know.
You get in those Keith and the Girl forums?
I actually am in the Keith and the Girl forums, yeah.
Yeah?
I do enjoy the show, yeah, I do.
Do you ever engage in heated internet arguments?
No, I don't.
I got in one in their forum. I haven't been there since, about piracy.
Do tell. Oh, God. You did tell.
I talked about it on the show, yeah. Yeah, there are some dumb people
that
in there.
That went nowhere, yeah.
Yeah, there are some idiots on forums. No offense to your forum, I'm sure.
Oh,
no,
they're all well aware. They're all geniuses.
Rocket scientists.
Mm-hmm. You know?
Have you ever gotten any comments or emails or any responses to anything that were mean out of nowhere?
As regard to the
like
podcast,
someone,
or?
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually got, well, I don't know how you would classify this, but I actually got one of those weird, weepy emails about, you know, it offends me when you use the language.
Of all things!
English,
you know,
Jesus.
That whole, you know, you shouldn't say that.
they stumble upon
right.
his Not, show, right. and right. that's all they have to say is like,
right.
The language.
Bitches
Jesus.
Be talking their hibbity-bibbity, man.
Yeah, hey, I coined that phrase.
I know.
You know. I coined that phrase.
I should have played your the old promo I made for you.
Yeah. Yeah, you should have done that.
You have that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, you got to play that now.
But, yeah, go
That'll
ahead.
Shed a little more light if...
I don't know if Kevin will be able to hear it over the Skype or not, but I can play it.
Wait. Before you play it, just know that, you know... I'm a totally different person from when that
Complete 180.
Well, maybe not complete.
Do you still think women are wrong?
Are wrong?
I think that's a thing I made up about you.
It might have been.
I think I made up that you hate women.
What? People, where is this, that I'm a wife beater and all this?
Well, I didn't mean like that. Whoa. I just meant like you hate women. Like they when they talk,
women.
You're like, shut up.
No, I'll admit I have opinions of women, but I'm not...
Negative ones.
No, I'm not like hateful, you know?
Yeah, there's hate in your heart. Okay. here we go.
All right. I hear.
KJ Cisco's podcast is fun for the whole family.
Unfortunately, I have to deal with the elderly. I refuse to put up with these freaks that parade up and down the street every day. It's like a big fucking nightmare. Wiggity, wiggity, wiggity. Kill yourself. This is me trying to inject some comedy into people's lives. Because you look at these people and you think to yourself, wow, this person used to be desirable back in the day. They were speaking their hibbity-bibbity. Now you got all these assholes praying to the Jesus puddle. A man born with a uterus. Everybody's pacified and pussified. Another example, if you come to this country and you choose not to better yourself by at least learning some English, then you're speaking your hibbity-bibbity. It's difficult, you know, to find underwear without holes in it. What kind of world are we living in? I will be drinking, that's for sure. I'll be hitting the bar. A stress-free experience. Bullshit.
Visit gcast.com/you/KJCisco.
The old days.
Thanks for bringing back the memories.
Yeah, it really brings you back, doesn't it?
It's fantastic.
Yeah. It was a simpler time.
So you don't ever want to, you know, go off on somebody speaking their hibbity-bibbity anymore?
No, I will if somebody's really pushing my buttons. I think I'm more of a, I don't know.
It's a different threshold as you get older.
I don't want to be a nicer person because I think I used to be nicer back then. But, yeah. You know, it's like, okay, I have a little bit more patience, but if somebody really pushed my buttons, I'll say something. You know what I mean? I mean, you get older, your perspective changes a little, you know?
The world gets smaller, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like you can burn bridges easier.
Yeah.
You can say fuck off easier.
Right. Right.
It's
right.
Strange. It's a weird phenomenon.
Yeah.
I hate to keep asking stupid questions about blind people, but I don't really hate to do that because enjoying doing it. Okay. Do you watch, in air quotes, do you watch movies and TV?
I do, yeah.
Now, do you have to get special versions where there's like some asshole going, and then Batman jumped off the building?
You know what? They do have audio descriptive movies.
I didn't know that.
They do. I hate them. And since I was born blind, I've always kind of watched television. So I guess I've got a pretty good idea of what's happening, you know, without seeing it.
What's your favorite show?
My favorite show?
What are you saying, currently or of all time?
Yeah, like
either
or. Just currently.
Something you've been watching lately or if you want to do of all time, whatever.
Okay, I'm a Family Guy fanatic, I'll admit that.
Really?
I am.
You got any good Family Guy quotes in the chamber?
Oh, jeez. I don't have any right now.
Love it when Family Guy fans start quoting the show. It's my favorite thing.
I'm not going to do the cool whip. I'm not going to keep doing that. Everybody does that thing.
Can you do an impression of that old man that likes to touch kids?
I cannot. His voice is way too high. I can't. I can't do it.
Try it again. It was good. It was close.
Really? Okay. Hi, Chris. Is that? I don't know.
That's really close. I think if you keep trying, you'll get it.
Yeah, I just have to keep working on the pedophile voice, and I'll get it down.
Mm-hmm. You watching that Breaking Bad?
No.
You and Orion. Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Okay. Holy shit. I don't know. I'm the guest. What do I know?
Yeah, exactly. Them's the rules around here. That's how we roll. You're the guest. Fuck you.
All right, you're going to ask Orion if he saw it, and he's going to say no.
No, I've already asked him. He doesn't watch anything except for The Shield.
God damn it.
You guys caught up on that Shield?
You fuckers. It's been over for like a decade.
The Shield, that's that show where the Thing is a cop, and he's not all Rocky. This is before he went to space and turned into a rock monster.
As The Thing.
Yeah, he's
Marvel.
They call him Mr. Thing. Before he went to space. And he like goes around like being a crooked cop.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty good. But Breaking Bad, man, that's where it's at. And it's almost over. You idiots are going to want to talk about it in 10 years. Guys, I just got caught up to season 3 of Breaking Bad. It's amazing.
In 10 years.
Great. What did you like to listen to as a kid? Do you like those Ninja Turtles?
I loved Ninja Turtles. I was absolutely obsessed with Ninja Turtles.
I can only imagine what that would be like just listening to them doing their thing.
Well, I mean, I think I pretty much knew, and somebody must have described something to me about it, because obviously I had a pretty damn good idea in my mind of what it was. But I loved it. I was pretty obsessed with it.
This is a really dumb question, I think. Do you play video games?
No. There are games that are, like, computer games that are accessible.
Sure. But, like, you can't really... Well, I guess you could play Grand Theft Auto, because the way people play it, I mean, you don't have to do the missions. You could just drive into a wall.
Crash into shit.
Yeah.
I will tell you a true story, though. I actually played Mortal Kombat and beat it. All I had to do was keep my head down at one point and just start going crazy. And all I did was keep the joystick down, start doing combos, and I actually beat the damn thing. It was crazy.
Wow.
You should enter a tournament.
That was just luck. That was just luck.
Now, that was Mortal Kombat 1, right?
I don't remember which one it was.
If I had to guess, I'd say it was probably 2.
It might have been.
Given his age, how old are you?
I just feel like 2. I feel like 2 was probably the most popular one.
Yeah. How old are you, Kevin?
29.
Ah, there we go.
So.
Too old.
Getting older.
Time to retire.
Retire, yeah.
What do you do for work? What do you do for money?
I actually, I'm a computer consultant. And so I repair people's computers. I work on websites. I do any number of different things.
See, working on websites, do you work on like back-end scripting or?
Yeah, like I do the scripting part.
You do like JavaScript or?
Yeah, do JavaScript.
You ever do any of that PHPs?
I really haven't gotten into PHP.
Yeah, I did a little PHP for our website. Our website is probably not terribly accessible now that I think about it, because I probably did everything wrong.
That's not the only part that's not is the forum, and that's not your fault because it's the CAPTCHA end. You know, you fill out the CAPTCHA, the sign up.
Mm.
That's the plugin. You know.
Yeah, I didn't make that.
No, I don't think you can control that.
And I didn't entirely make the website either. I just made a theme for WordPress.
You slapped it together, yeah.
I tried to put alt text all over the place. I figure that probably is largely what gets read out.
Right.
For things like image-based buttons and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, well, buttons and stuff like that are fine. You know, they're perfectly accessible. You know, it's just like I said, the entering a CAPTCHA.
Well, when I say buttons, I just mean an image that is also a link.
Okay, yeah, okay. Like a clickable image. Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah.
Well, shit, I know I had more questions for Kevin.
Yeah.
Was anything you were writing down earlier questions for Kevin, Orion?
No.
Hey, you were sitting there going, I need to take notes.
Yeah, I was just jotting down bullshit.
He was just writing the word giraffes over and over again to look like he was doing something.
Slacking off.
Do you have any questions for us?
Wow. You're kind of putting me on the spot.
I know.
I know at one time I did have questions, but it's been so long that I pretty much just forgotten about them. I mean...
Do you have any questions about what it's like to see?
No, I don't.
No?
No, I do not.
I could tell you.
All right, just for the hell of it. What's it like to see?
I do this thing when I meet new people where I rub my eyes on their face. And it's kind of gross because it gets like eyeball juices on them.
Yeah.
And then my eyes get really red and irritated and I'm just rubbing them.
You get that occasional infection.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
I've constantly got pink eye.
Right. You can't go near anyone.
Yeah. And it doesn't really give me a good idea of what they look like either. I think I just do that because...
just for fun.
Because I like to assault people.
Assault them with your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm,
You're an eye rapist.
I'm gonna go a little off topic.
Okay.
But there was that friend, that childhood friend I added way back, back when.
The Junkyard Patch kid.
Yeah. And, they had that junkyard for a yard. And, I don't know, I thought of him and these two brothers, and I added the younger brother. And he added me, and he got back to me, and said he was like pursuing his some degree, but right now he's working at some lab. But I got back to him. I responded to that first message. It was very short, the one he gave me, and I regret this to this day, even though it's only been a few weeks. But I asked him. Because I just wanted to get to know him, and I'm so bad at this shit. It made me realize how bad I am at trying to get information out of people via messaging. But I'm like, I made a list. I'm like, of what I'm up to, where I'm working, what I'm doing a podcast, my interests. And then I asked him some questions as a list. Like, how's
you sent him a quiz?
It wasn't that long. But it was kind of like that, yeah. Like,
Were any of the questions, do you like me, with a yes, no box?
No. It was like, how's your mom doing? How's your brother doing? At some point, like at the end of the list, it was like, what pisses you off the most?
Yeah, this is weird.
And what makes you not happy? I don't know how I worded it, but I was... And after that, I said, I don't know, I'm weird. This would be a lot better.
Dude, that makes it worse. This sounds exactly like one of those shitty quizzes people used to pass around on AOL.
I know, I didn't know how else to do it.
When we were like 15.
I made it very clear.
What's your favorite ice cream?
That I was bad at this, and it would obviously, if we were to meet face to face, it'd be easier, but that'll never fucking happen. Yeah. So...
You know, guys, I'm really terrible about meeting people. I just have a quiz.
Yeah, if you could just fill out this form.
You son of a bitch. I know it was terrible, but he still... He hasn't gotten back to me. But he hasn't viewed the thing either. That's, one of the weird perks of Facebook. You can see if people have viewed what you've sent them. And if they view it and a lot of time goes by, then you kind of get a hint.
Girls still can't see if I've viewed their pics, can they?
No. But...
Because I've been staring at them pics.
But it's dumb, but it interests me, you know? I know what Kevin was vaguely mad at back in the day, but these days, you know, what pisses you off?
What gets you? That was a long way to go for that question.
I'm sorry.
Wait, so now you're posing this long essay question to me? Because we were
What exactly is your favorite ice cream flavor, Kevin? And if you had to be stranded on a desert island with one celebrity, living or dead, what's your favorite ice cream?
So what pisses me off, like,
these days,
in Family Guy terms, what grinds your gears?
All right. Yeah, what grinds my gears?
I'll give you an example of me. The biggest thing that pisses me off lately is, God damn it, shut up, Kyle, is people that go to concerts and stick their fucking phone up in the air. Like, I How can't wait to them? Tell everybody These I'm here and show kids. Them this shitty video.
Kids today.
That is the deadliest concert.
Orion.
Put it away, you fuck. Anyway, that's an example.
Video. They're taking YouTube videos. This is relevant today.
Everybody there, though? I mean, anyway.
This is, well, you got to see it from all angles.
Put them together.
One day there'll be a technology where we can put all of them together and it's like I'm really fucking there, right? And they're all aware of this.
But
I just want to go to the Alkaline Trio show, sit down at a nice table with my family and my nachos.
I'll be honest with you, Kyle. You kind of touched on something because I do hate when there's a screaming kid in the restaurant. I do hate that.
Oh, damn.
I do hate that. And I will say something out loud. My fiance and I will be like, oh, Jesus Christ. Thank God that's not us.
You know? Out loud? That's great.
Yes.
Yes.
Fantastic. Then if they get mad, just go, I'm blind, bitch. You can't do shit.
Yeah. That's extra time.
I hate the scream. And I'm sorry, Orion. I know your dad. I'm sure your kid screams. You know, good for you. But don't bring him into a restaurant where people are trying to enjoy their meal. And I kept going, and I hope you do something about it. Jesus.
Yeah, Ryan, you fucking dick. What are you doing?
I never thought. I'm
bringing your screaming
I love him so much. He looks
place.
Just like me. What everyone else kind of picks up on it, how cute he is.
Just leave him with Aldi's mom or something. I don't know. Just, you know, leave him. I don't know. I don't care where you leave him. Just don't bring him to the restaurant. I'm trying to eat.
Leave him in a hot car with the windows rolled up. It'll be better for everyone.
Yeah, I...
So lately, that's your biggest pet peeve.
That's probably the biggest one right now.
Kids. Yeah.
Every time. And the parents do nothing about it. Nothing about it.
And it's worse because of your heightened sense of hearing.
No, it's... Yeah, it's... Yeah, it really gives me a migraine.
Now, if you're blind, is the imagination more vivid? Like when he hears a child scream in a restaurant, The images of murdering that child are more vivid.
Strangling it.
Well, I always wonder, and I don't think there's any way for you to answer this, but I always wonder if people who have been blind pretty much their whole lives, like, right, what they see in their heads. Because I imagine you do see stuff in your head, but you might not even really know what that means.
It's difficult to explain. You have images based on what you've learned or what you know. I mean, everybody does. So, I mean, yeah, I have a general idea of a face, you know, shapes, like, that kind of stuff.
You ever try to draw?
I've done, like, the only artistic thing I've done was, you know, that modeling clay that you heat up and shape into different things. I was into that for a little while.
So you were a sculptor?
Yeah, I kind of.
Makes sense, yeah.
Yeah.
What kind of stuff did you sculpt?
And all kinds of stuff, you know, just like
dicks.
No, only you, Kyle. Only you.
You only sculpted my dick. Finally, all that cyber stalking pays off.
It pays off. See, you got something out of it. So, yeah, I actually do have a question that I thought of for you guys.
Okay.
You've been making fun of me since basically episode 4 of your podcast.
Sure.
And I never quite understood. Do you really, like, are you really going, oh, this guy's shit? What, you know, or are you just, like, making fun of me, you know? Just to screw around.
Oh, man.
Take it away,
like,
Kyle.
Why would you even bother if I'm that, you know, if I'm that bad?
Well, before we answer, at any point were you, like, offended?
No, I took it all in stride. I mean, you heard my reaction. And like the Wikipedia thing, I had no idea about until you guys brought it up. The part where you're making fun of me dating that online person, I deserved that because I was being an idiot. I wasn't offended. No.
Well, personally, I found you to be a very interesting, mysterious person.
Okay.
That I wasn't, like,
you're an enigma.
There was no hate there, you know, just making fun of you was just because it was what it was. And that round of applause to you.
Yeah.
For being a good sport about that.
Right. No, it's not easy to offend me. It's really not.
But you were such a fucking mystery. I wanted to know everything about you because of what we heard.
Yeah, well, one thing Kyle did say was, oh, the enigma of KJ Sisko. I assumed he was being sarcastic.
No, you're a little bit of an enigma.
Yeah.
However, Orion is being very diplomatic.
No, yeah, I know. No, be honest. I'm asking.
I heard your promo, and I thought it was the worst podcast promo I'd ever heard life.
It's the worst I've ever
heard. It was like, I don't even remember. Was it like Pod Safe music? It was like,
I don't even know what I said.
It was terrible.
I mean, do you have it? So
no, I wish I still did. I would have played it today.
That was something that I slapped together very quickly.
Where did that music come from? Do you remember?
I don't remember exactly. It was Podsafe music. I don't want to get arrested or anything.
Yeah, I never even bothered. I'm living on the fucking edge. Yeah.
No, but I don't remember exactly where I got it. But I was like, all right, here's a beat. Okay, let's slap a layer of something over it and, okay, send it out. And I know it was terrible.
He couldn't even hear you.
Really? I had no problem hearing it.
Oh, it was I couldn't tell. It was like, Orion, go, dun, dun, dun.
All right, here we go.
Dun, 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 dun. If you're into comedy, you probably check out my show. It's the KJ Sisko show. Women are the worst. That was what it was like.
Okay, that's what you heard. All right. No, I don't deny that. It was bad.
And then I listened to the actual show. And I could understand you, so that was a plus.
Right.
And I did think you were very funny, but if I'm being honest, it was primarily for the wrong reasons.
Okay. Yeah, okay. I see where you're going with that.
I thought the constant bug-like chirping from your laptop was hilarious. I thought the long pauses were hilarious.
I tried to run it through several filters, but that actually made the sound a lot worse.
Oh, it makes it all like warbly and stuff.
Yeah. Like it made it all. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I know, like, if you're trying to, were you recording into, like, a built-in laptop mic?
Yeah.
That's what does it. You can't avoid it doing it that way.
I was trying to cut out the background, but it just made me sound even worse, and you really couldn't understand much of it, so.
Well, I could understand most of it.
Yeah.
And then the Operation Adult thing, man, I don't want to tell you what to do.
No.
But I don't get it. Like, I theoretically, I get what you're saying when you say, I wanted to do, like, real reality, you know? But like,
now that I'm telling you, it's like, you get it now.
But there's a reason people do scripted reality shows, because nobody wants to watch somebody shave or take a dump or call the pharmacy.
But that's the idea, though, essentially, because there are going to be parts of life that are going to be shitty and mundane, and there are going to be parts of life that make you go, yeah, you know.
How many yeah parts have there been?
My whole thing is I'm not forcing you to listen to it, you know.
That's true.
Not being a dick, but that's...
That's true.
You know.
There is no hate.
No.
But I was laughing at you.
Okay, yeah, all right. Well, I thought, because you took the time to actually email me and say, hey, we mentioned you.
Well, because that makes it funnier. It's one thing to just do it, to just make fun of somebody behind their backs, but it's another thing to make fun of somebody and then point them to it.
Yeah, it's like, hey, I got balls, check it out, you know.
Well, I don't know about that. I don't know if it was that edgy morning radio DJ.
I don't know. I'll be honest with you. I kind of felt that way. I've kind of felt like... It was like a morning zoo.
Oh, Kevin, like them's fighting words.
No, I not so much.
Don't make me get out the slide whistle. Yeah.
You know?
Oh, welcome back to I Just Had a Terrible Thought. It's the only show on the internet. It's 10 o'clock in the morning, and KJ Cisco's blind, everybody.
Hey, Cisco, coming at you. No, but you got to remember, though, your show has progressed so much. I mean, episode 4, I mean, come on, you can't compare episode 4 to now. And when I listened to it, I thought, oh, okay, these are just two crazy guys. Just, you know, yucking it up.
I mean, I guess that I would never describe it as yucking it up, but that is basically what it is, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well.
So,
this is... not clever or well structured or whatever, but I have to pee like a madman, the way madmen pee on the show Mad Men. I have to pee 50s style. I have to pee like crazy. So I think we should take a little break here so I can pee all over.
All right, awesome.
If you want to hang on the line, you can. If you don't want to, you don't have to. That's cool too.
Okay.
But we're going to take a break.
All right.
So that I can pee.
Got it.
Okay. And here we go. Break.
It's official.
And that part's done. Halfway done with the updating.
I'm sorry.
Jeez. Why is it being like this?
I don't know, baby.
Here we go. I don't know why it gave me a hard time. Gee.
See if mine's helping me out real quick. Call in.
Okay.
Boy, that one writes a voicemail.
Sure. Yeah.
Well, maybe she was in a meeting or something.
Well, maybe. Maybe you're right. Well, it's my turn to go to the bathroom now.
Okay, sweetheart.
Oh, jeez.
And we're back from the break.
We're talking with Kevin.
You want to give that another go?
I'm going to try it again.
We're talking with KJ Sisko. Jesus.
You want to give that one more shot?
You got to punch it out. Punch it out.
We're talking with Kevin Sisko.
Of?
Of?
ABC's Castle.
Wow. Take two.
Man, you're missing out not having working eyes.
Man.
That Kate Beckett.
It's a
I mean, maybe she sounds huggable. I don't know, but.
She does. She does. She's got kind of an edge.
Which she does.
Kinda, you know, she's got that dangerous sign, you know.
Got her up on my wall. Do they sell castle posters? Like the big ones you used to get in Spencer's Gifts of Pamela Anderson? But of ABC's Castle, I should get one. Mm. Kate Beckett.
Yeah.
I should get all of them. I wouldn't be
surprised. I wouldn't be surprised.
Has anybody ever wallpapered a room with identical copies of the same poster?
It's a little obsessive, don't you think?
I feel like that would come across as pretty creepy.
Yeah. If you're talking about yourself, then you're officially a serial killer.
That's only if I cut the eyes out.
Okay, then at best you're a stalker.
So Kevin, being that you play all of the video games, you must surely be aware of James Pond.
James Pond. Would that have something to do with like a James Bond spoof?
Yeah, we brought him up on the on the old show before. Good old James Pond. We talked about or I made a movie poster, which you wouldn't have seen, of of Jason Statham as James Pond. James Pond is a little cartoon fish with like a tuxedo top.
Yeah.
And he's James Bond, but he's James Pond because he's a fish. It's a pun.
Sure.
I think it's like a British game series. It sucks all of the dicks.
Right, of course.
Every dick imaginable.
Of course.
And it sucked so many dicks, and they had so few ideas that when they they did the first one, James Pond, and he is like has to go be James Bond.
Secret agent, yeah.
And then they made the second one, and they were like, we're out of James Bond shit. Let's just make him RoboCop now. So the second one was James Pond RoboCod.
Oh, God.
Well.
Wow.
There was another one that was like a shitty iPhone game, I think.
Yeah.
But now I was just alerted today by John Paul of the dead show Whiskey Boys. And
I love that show. What happened to it?
Anime Fight Town or whatever it is.
Fight Bait.
He alerted me on Twitter today that there is a new James Pond game there's a Kickstarter. It appears to me that the Kickstarter has not started yet, but that there will be a Kickstarter. And there is a video from the original creator of James Pond talking about how he wants to make a new James Pond game and how he's going to do a Kickstarter. I haven't watched it.
Right.
And again, I don't know if you'll be able to hear this very well or not, Kevin. So
yeah, okay.
What would that take? Like $10? I mean,
Jesus. Well, let's find out.
It depends, you know?
Let's see what he has to say.
Hi, I'm Chris Sorrell. Back when I was 18, I worked on the James Pond games. I was responsible for the design, programming, and graphics on James Pond 1, 2, and 3. Since that time, my life has been totally fish-free. I mean, I don't even eat the things if I can help it. But even now, 20 years later, people still ask me about James Pond. Having seen RoboCop ported to every platform under the sun, even including a few high-end kitchen appliances, or so I hear, it seems like...
Wow, this guy's a real comedian.
Yeah, woo.
Oh, man. Funny.
What is with that voice? Hi. I'm reading from a script.
Yeah, I think he must be. He's looking kind of at the camera, but I imagine he must have.
He's looking past it at a script.
Yeah, like there's some, because either that or he's rehearsed this for days.
Yeah.
Because it's definitely, I've been fish free for years. I don't even eat the things. Oh, boy. It's been ported to everything, including a few kitchen appliances, because that's not a thing that would happen, and that's hilarious. Now I'm going to put on a dress because I'm British, and we all think that's funny.
Let it out, Kyle. Tell us how you feel.
Let's let him speak a little bit more.
I've never owned the rights to the brand, so it wasn't until they asked me to be part of this campaign that I had the chance to think about this. It struck me that if we could make an all-new Pong game that takes the best qualities of the old games but brings everything right up to date, then that could be something pretty cool.
Takes all the best qualities of the old games, so a fish is involved, and brings it up to date. So I imagine it's going to be done in the Unreal Engine. There will be a lot of bloom effects.
21st century fish engine.
Yeah, James Pond will be veiny, real veiny.
Oh, God, yeah.
Right.
Even though he never had hair in the first place, somehow it'll be more apparent that he's bald. He's definitely going to be a space marine of some sort.
Whether we can do this depends on you guys. Personally, I have no idea if there are enough people that still care about James Pond after all these years.
There never were.
There never were. You never put that in your promo.
Maybe
I don't know if people will care about what I'm doing.
Maybe in England, James Pond was big.
It must have been. He hasn't been reading into his own creation.
I feel like they're getting better as like the internet globalizes the world. But the English had a sketchy reputation with liking things. they would like some good stuff, and then there'd just be a whole bunch of garbagey shit that they just loved.
Yeah.
And so maybe James Pond was one of those things. Maybe, like, for whatever reason, they didn't get a hold of Mario.
Yeah, but my point was, you don't go out there and say, hey, I'm promoting this thing that you may or may not care about.
Well, I mean, I'm fine with that, because it's like, I think it would be worse maybe to be like, we all love James Pond, yeah. Right? So, yeah. I mean, it's not even in question whether or not this Kickstarter will get funded.
Well, that's the other extreme, though. I mean, why even say that? Just, you know, just promote your shit and, you know.
Well, that's true. But, I mean, if we were making all the right decisions, we wouldn't have had this guy do the video either.
Very true.
Well, he's not quite done. Let's see what else he's got to say about ponds.
If you do, and if you can help us to fund this thing, then for my part, I'd be very happy to do anything I can to help create a brand new game that captures everything that we used to love about Pond.
This is what I sound like when I'm very happy.
I'm
very happy.
Well, that's what the British sound like when they're in a good mood. You know, it's very, you know, and hey, woohoo, happy birthday to me, you know.
Wee. I'm having a grand old time.
Yes.
Tea?
Why, thank you, Kyle. I would love some.
But maybe this time we skip the chocolate biscuits.
Another hilarious joke. Exciting.
Yep, ha ha. You know, if you're going to make it...
That's it.
That's it.
If you're going to make a joke like that, at least punch it up in your voice like, ho-ho, biscuits!
Oh, chocolate biscuits. Way to make it even more British.
We just don't get him, Kyle.
So what do you think, now that you know what James Pond is, Kevin, what do you think of this brilliant idea? James Pond, he's a fish, and he's a secret agent.
Right. I hate it.
Is this worse or better than kids screaming in a restaurant?
This is, I don't know. I think it's actually a little bit better, maybe, because you can do something with it. It's constructive.
Yeah.
Like, kids, you're not allowed to slap someone's kid across the room, you know, anymore. There was a time where you could just go up to somebody and say, you're not going to raise that little bastard. I'll do it for you.
And the parents were like, understandable.
But if got it. I understand. I'll look the other way.
The good old days.
But if a fish is sneaking around your restaurant,
right,
you can step in and
right, I can do something about it.
Mm-hmm. Show them who's boss.
Charge. Right, take charge. Yeah. There are no fish in the restaurant.
Yeah, quit sneaking around, you cod.
You don't belong.
Yeah, this is a people-only restaurant.
And speaking of restaurants and kids, I was recently, my fiance and I were recently at the Outback.
Oh, the steakhouse?
Yeah, the Outback Steakhouse. And somebody brought a dog in, a pet dog. And the reason I knew this, at first I heard the jingling of the collar. My fiance goes, I think that's a dog. I said, no, it's not. Then I hear growling. then I hear growling and barking. And some stupid kid goes, look, it's Taffy. And the dog's running around. The manager actually came out and said, I'm sorry, but you cannot have this dog in the restaurant. And they left, and it was a whole scene.
Oh, that was your chance to be a hero. I mean, you hated this dog, so you wouldn't have done it. But you could have been like, no, that's my dog, and I'm a blind man.
The dog sounded as if it was in the middle of chewing on somebody's arm, so I did not want to get involved. Didn't sound like a very reasonable...
That's how you would have won the dog over.
Yeah, like...
Listen, dog, I'm saving your tail.
Right. Fucking kid. Look, it's Taffy. What does that even mean?
Taffy, the celebrity dog.
Right. I was like, oh, you little... And it's those little things that kids do, and I know they're kids.
Maybe that kid just...
There's no excuse.
Somebody's playing a hilarious joke on that kid. They told them that dogs are called Taffy.
Right.
And they told them that Taffy is called dogs.
Well, that's why the dog was growling, because the kid was trying to chew on it like a piece of taffy.
I want to get some saltwater dogs.
Yeah.
Mmm, delicious.
Yeah. And you know the dog was like, look, you little bastard, I'm not here for you. I'm here for the food.
Oh, Kevin, Mindy just showed up in the chat. You know Mindy?
I do.
Like you've met her, but...
I didn't meet her, but I'm familiar with Mindy.
What do you think of Mindy and her witchcraft?
I think it's insane. I think it's insane. That's it.
It is insane.
There's nothing more to say about that. It's crazy.
Preach it, brother.
It is crazy. I mean, unless you can make me bleed snakes.
There we go. Mindy, make Kevin bleed snakes.
Yes, do it.
I'm waiting to see if she...
I'm waiting right
if
here.
She agrees.
I'm waiting.
Just to figure out what page the spell is on. It's going to take some time.
let me go sift through my grimoire.
Can't you just make spells up, though, theoretically?
That's what I thought when I was a kid.
You just go bippity boppy boo or just say some words. And
yeah.
That was the ultimate fantasy as a kid, like learning about witchcraft. Like, if you just said a few things, what would happen?
Mindy, will you be my fairy godmother?
Yeah. But you should be, in theory, able to just wave your hand around like a wand, right? And just say, make this happen.
Hibbity bibbity boo, says Bames.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think she's going to get back to us on this.
I think it's all a bunch of hibbity bibbity.
There we go. Yeah!
That's what I think.
Woo! Sorry.
It was one thing for you and I to think it's silly, but...
What? Witchcraft?
Witchcraft.
Right.
But for our boy Kevin, that's some credibility.
I was just clapping and wooing for the catchphrase, because it's like when Kramer walks through the door on Seinfeld.
Why does it give credibility? Like, I'm curious to see why you think that it really means something if I say it's bullshit.
I'm curious too, Orion.
Like, what is that?
Because you're blind and, mm-hmm. You know, you do a lot of reading. Not, you know. Moving on.
I mean, he can read.
I know. That's not.
Oh, Orion, this is not your day.
Well,
not your day.
Just to bring in another opinion, you know, an outside opinion. That's all I meant. That's all.
I wanted a coherent exploration. It didn't make sense to me.
That was all, yeah.
I'm just...
Okay. He's just trying to inject a little comedy into people's lives,
Orion. Into people's lives?
Mm-hmm. Come on.
Wow, Kyle, you are like a fanboy of KJ Sisko.
You should see...
You are quoting all my stuff.
You should see the t-shirts I've had made.
All right, I'm going to give you a little... See how closely you've been paying attention. I'm going to... A little trivia here.
Oh, boy.
All right.
Now you're giving out quizzes.
Right. Okay. Now, I brought this up on my first podcast. What is my term for dinner?
There's only so many options.
Think so, wouldn't you?
But it is Kevin.
Face stuffers.
No.
No, I don't know.
All right. The experiment gone wrong.
Is that specifically when you make dinner, for yourself? Or
no, that was whenever she made it.
Fuck you, Mom! Mom, you suck at dinner! Does your fiance ever make you dinner?
She'll cook. I do more than she does. She bakes. She's really more of a...
This all sounds very dangerous to me.
Cookies every night. Yeah.
Yeah.
Incredibly dangerous.
Help each other bake?
Do we help each other bake?
Yeah.
Where's the fire? Oh, I don't know. I'm sorry.
I'm just thinking she needed help shaving her vagina, and yet so, she's
did she need
baking
help,
things.
Or was that a thing? Like,
No, that was just a bit that
was just for intimacy.
That was KJ Sisko's...
That was a trust-building exercise.
That was KJ Sisko being KJ Sisko.
Do you have a
razor in a holster?
Do you have like an alter ego persona? Like, okay, sometimes I'm Kevin, sometimes I'm KJ Sisko, and KJ Sisko, he's a little out there, guys. Yeah.
Well, no, I think KJ Sisko is more subdued actually than because you heard me on the first podcast. I was actually kind of relaxed at some points. I was very low key. You know, I don't know why I adopted that either. It just happened. You know.
If you were a Harry Potter character, which Harry Potter character do you think you would be?
Ugh. Oh my god. Wow. I don't know.
McGonagall?
That's kind of weird. That's
the sorting hat?
Telling people where to go, I guess I could do that. You belong here. You know.
Niggers?
Whoa! You're going to get us taken off the air.
Oh, no. It's more of that wacky radio banter.
I do bring it. That was a sick burn. That was a sick burn.
Yeah, you gotcha.
Damn.
If you could be any Twilight character...
Oh, God.
Which Twilight character would you be?
Wouldn't be one. I wouldn't be one.
Well, if you just were one, not if you could be one.
Just hypothetically. I don't know. I'm not familiar enough with it.
Bella's dad.
Was her dad ever mentioned in the books? I don't know.
I haven't read the books, but I've seen the movies.
If I was Bella's dad, I would beat her until blood came out.
See, I knew you hated women. We finally got it out of him. That was the whole point of this.
An experiment.
This, I mean the show in its entirety. Like, every episode has been building to this moment.
The truth.
This whole thing has been baiting you all along. Just waiting for my moment.
Like, it's like Dateline, you know, how they try to get the sex offenders out in the open. You got me, Kyle. You got me.
You hate women?
Yep.
Is your fiance going to hear this?
She might.
Engagement off.
No, we have actually very similar humor. She's actually really cool about that stuff. I got lucky to find someone who's not, you know, like a wimp about things.
She's going to go, Christine, out, and drop the mic.
Oh.
Why she had a mic, I don't know, but she'll drop it. Yeah.
Why does everybody in my world have a mic? Like, it's just walking around with a headset and a chest.
What? Walking around with a headset and a chest?
I'm referring to my emoticon.
Oh, man. Now I know you're not familiar with the visuals of computing.
I'm sorry, guys.
Your emoticon. No,
my avatar. I misspelled. Jesus.
Nah.
We got it.
You know what it meant.
How do you spell your fiance's name?
How do I spell it?
Yeah.
Why?
Because you spelled it two different ways on your live journal.
I did. Okay, it's C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-E.
See, one of those times you spelled it C-H-R-I-S-T-E-E-N.
I did? Oh, well. I'm not exactly, you know, editing it. It's, you know.
Christine.
I don't know if women find that type of thing.
Oh, no, you did that twice.
Jesus, Kyle.
I don't think she would really care if I
Okay,
did
all right.
I don't think it's like...
Shit happens.
She's going to be so mad when I tell her.
You know women?
Yeah, like, who cares? Why should she care? I mean, it's not, you know.
You need to find a woman where you bump into an old friend and they're like, hi, I'm so-and-so. Yeah. And you're like, yes, I'd like you to meet, oh, what's your name again, fiance of mine? And meet a girl that's like, you know, shit happens. Things slip your mind. You had a long day. I get it. It's fine.
What are you talking about?
I don't even know.
Yeah, I don't know either. So is she hot?
Yeah. Well, you're laughing. I can tell when
someone's talking. That's a trap, man.
It's not a trap. No, she is. She is. She was a runner, actually. She
Ooh, nice.
Yeah. But she had some sort of heart thing, and that basically, that was the end of that.
Made her easier prey.
Oh, man.
The weak, I go after the weak and the slow.
You're not going to get away. You might as well just love me.
Yeah.
Man, this live journal makes it really easy to cyberstalk you. I know that you had Wendy's for lunch in April.
Yeah. Who would really be interested in that if they wanted to stalk me, though? Like
this guy right here? You had to go for biweekly blood transfusions?
Oh, yeah. That was a lot.
Oh, no. He had to. Your grandpa did.
No, my grandfather did. But, yeah. I thought you were referring to the time, because I don't know if you knew, but I had a kidney transplant a couple years ago.
Excuse me. Yeah, I think I kind of knew, because I heard on one of those Operation Adult episodes, about...
Yeah.
Calling to confirm the appointment.
Chelation or something?
So, yeah, so, whatever it was. But
dialysis, that's right.
Orion, that's what I heard when Aldi had something with her kidney. I think it was, I don't remember what that was.
Yeah.
She was like, pissing like different multicolored she was like pissing rainbows basically.
Skittles.
Mm-hmm. Right. And I was thinking, what is wrong with these people? Did they not check that? I mean, I guess I don't know the full.
Well, we did an ultrasound on her kidneys. Right. And it's just a pack of Skittles. Right. I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
There's not a scar or anything, like somebody went in there, but they've been replaced entirely with a pack of Skittles.
Yeah.
You're about to be a Skittles commercial.
The doctor did have a bow tie, and I don't know if you can trust that.
And a clown nose?
No, just a bow tie, but why? Why the bow tie?
It was Robin Williams.
Oh!
Oh, he seriously had a bow tie?
He had a bow tie.
I thought you were making a joke.
No.
He actually had a bow tie?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
How old was he? Like 1,000?
Late 40s, I don't know.
If you're in your late 40s and you're wearing a bow tie and you're not like...
You're looking to misdiagnose for the sake of humor and kill people.
Yeah.
Terrible. Well, if you're that... If you gotta assume he's pretty old, right? I mean, did he look old? Was he like hunched over?
Oh, he was, you know, an older doctor. He looked like he ran every fucking day, but...
Okay.
Late 40s, early 50s. I don't know.
So, no, I'm thinking like, because there are some doctors out there that are 70s, you know.
Yeah.
And it's...
Pushing it themselves, yeah.
They're pushing it, yeah. Well, they're like in charge of everything, of course, you know, at that age.
Kevin, if you were a character from Melrose Place...
Oh, yeah, we're really going back now, aren't we?
I don't even remember any characters from Melrose Place.
I don't either.
I remember the chick that played... According to Jim's wife, was on Melrose Place.
That's all I know.
All right.
All the kids listening are like, Melrose, what?
I know nothing about that show, except that it was on at one time.
If you were a 90210 character, would you be Jason Priestley?
No, I wouldn't.
Luke Perry? Dylan?
No, I hate Luke Perry.
Oh, but he was so dreamy.
I hate Luke Perry. He was so, you know what? He was so pretentious, you know? Just like, look how cool I am. I know it was his character, but it just pissed me off.
Would you be Brian Austin Green?
I don't know who that is.
I think his character's name was David.
I don't watch these shows, Kyle. Jeez.
Did you see the one where a kid gets a hold of his dad's gun? And I think he either kills himself or kills his friend, but it's like an accident.
No.
It was like a very special episode of 90210.
Oh, it was supposed to bring awareness to the children.
Yeah. Okay. You don't just leave guns lying around unlocked.
No, that's That's, you know.
Because your kids are stupid. Right. And they'll shoot themselves or their friends.
See, and that's another thing about, see, people think, oh, my kid automatically knows right from wrong. I don't have to bother to teach him. He just knows everything.
I saw a story online today about a 17-year-old that shot a baby in the head.
Really?
Nobody told him it was wrong.
Well, okay, now you're reaching.
I don't know, man. If I was left to my own devices and nobody told me not to shoot babies in the head.
Like, if you had no idea of what a gun was.
I mean, if I knew what a gun was.
Right, but you didn't realize.
And I knew if I pointed it at a baby's head and pulled the trigger, the baby would die. But nobody told me killing babies was wrong. I'd probably shoot a lot of babies.
Right, because, you know, it's only wrong if you get caught, so.
Well, no, I mean, it's just that babies suck. I'd go around shooting babies, thinking I'm cleaning the world up. I'm doing the world a favor.
Right, right.
Then one day some weeping bitch would be like, oh, my baby! And I'd be so confused. And then I'd get locked up for the rest of my life.
And you would never understand why.
Yeah, like, I don't understand. Wrong? I was just like, taking out doing? The trash.
Yeah. Yeah, I have no idea.
I thought I was like Batman.
Right. Just...
I was just out there, you know, dispensing justice where the cops couldn't do it.
Cleaning up the streets.
Yep.
That's where babies
are. One baby at a time.
The babies are walking the streets.
Yep.
The black babies.
Whoa. Oh, come on, Kevin. We're trying to clean up our image here.
Since when?
We're trying to get on broadcast radio.
Okay, that's right. That's right. The FCC wouldn't like that.
I want to give the traffic report.
Oh, yeah? Kyle with the traffic. Okay.
And now, traffic. And then I just play banjo music.
It didn't occur to me until we were interviewing Kevin, and the whole, oh, Kevin's blind thing came up.
Yeah.
But I can't recall... the first time I ever knew what an asshole looked like.
Like a literal.
Then you thought of me.
It wasn't like when I was 13 and I saw porn.
Okay.
I have no idea.
When Ryan discovered porn, the first thing he typed into a search box was gaping asshole.
Whatever does it for you, I guess.
So, are you asking him, does he know what an asshole looks like?
No friends ever showed me.
Have you ever run your finger across an asshole?
Well, Orion, to be fair, no friends ever come up to me and said, you know, this is an asshole. You know, I don't think anybody's ever done that.
Well, you need better friends. I would have done it. Kevin, stick your finger out. This is an asshole.
Jesus. Oh, shit. I would have been so traumatized with you as a friend. Just a childhood friend walking along. Oh, there's Kevin and Kyle. why is Kevin weeping?
Why does he have his hand up Kyle's ass?
The more you know.
The things you talk me into, Kyle.
Oh, Kyle. We'd be like a sitcom.
Would it be called Oh Kyle?
Yes. Oh Kyle, that would be the catchphrase. You done it again.
We just have hilarious misunderstandings.
Oh, goodness, can you imagine?
Like I walk in, like in the opening for the show, it's just a montage of clips with like some saxophone music playing. And there's like a scene where I walk into a room and you're just sitting there typing on a keyboard with no monitor. And I just throw my hands up in the air like, I don't understand it.
How does he do it?
Oh, Kyle.
Kyle doesn't get it.
Then you walk in on me burning the eyes out of a picture of Kate Beckett with a cigarette. And you do the same gesture, hands in the air.
Oh, Kyle. I think your character, by the way, Kyle, would be played by James Woods.
Really? Okay.
Really. I picture that. Just, I don't know why.
That's fascinating.
That is fascinating.
Yeah.
Wow, James Woods, huh?
Yeah, James Woods.
I got kind of a James Woods-y vibe.
Yeah, you do. You kind of do. Yeah, just a little bit.
Huh.
Yep. So from now on, you are James Woods. You are no longer Kyle to me.
Who am I? Who
is
am
that
I?
Your...
Let's play.
Yeah, well, who's Orion?
Oh, God. Oh, who is Orion? That's a little tougher. You know, Orion's a little more introverted. Ugh.
McLovin from Superbad.
Oh, could you imagine that McLovin and James Woods hanging out together doing a podcast?
Oh boy.
Fleenus in the chat room says, how would he know you were burning the eyes? He would smell it, obviously.
Oh, Fleenus, god damn.
Burning eyes smell different from just, you know what, regular Fleenus, burning.
You are in that age where I just...
He's like a screaming baby in a restaurant.
He's like, you
throw it away.
No better than you are no better than a screaming kid in a restaurant. I just... there's nothing I can say about it. It's just like... Well,
just the groans coming out of your mouth are sick burns enough.
Yeah, I mean, I think you understand. And Orion, I think you understand how, you know, kids at a certain age, they think they're so cool and clever. We've all been
there. Yeah, I do.
We've all been there. I've been there. You've been there. Kyle, I'm sure you've been there.
Nope.
Hey, James Woods, you've been there.
No idea what you're talking about.
Come on, give me something, you know. No, we've all been there where we think everything we say is gold. But we were really just being stupid kids.
Sorry, I was making weird dinging sounds because I was trying to do
I
this.
Heard that. Yeah. Oh, yep. That's Fleenus. Yep.
Did I ever mention that I was curious as to how many takes it took and whether or not his parents were watching?
That was take five. Yeah, the first four.
You really think he did five takes of that?
Well, the first four just didn't quite capture the demon quality he was after.
See, in my mind, that's not how a demon sounds, first of all. It's really not. But
how does a demon sound? I want to know how you think a demon sounds.
I don't know. I don't know, but it does not sound like that.
Come on, Kevin.
I imagine a demon would sound like just like a regular person, like, you know.
Hey guys, I'm Todd, hey. The demon.
Yeah, yeah. Because you wouldn't know it, you know, and it'd be like, haha, little do they know.
I'm pretty much here for your soul.
Yeah. Or like, yeah, listen, just hand it over.
Yeah, I'm just kind of like interested in the downfall of humanity.
Yeah, just let it. Yeah, but then, you know.
Burning.
In the darkness, they're rubbing their hands together. I pretend to be so nice and kind, but little do they know that I'm a demon, you know? I don't know, just like an evil villain type thing.
I think if I was a demon, I would get bored with being evil.
Yeah.
I think being, like, truly, like, villainous would get pretty dull.
Right.
Like,
okay, you tried to destroy the world already. Give it up.
What's your motivation? Like, I don't really understand. Well,
the motivation is you're just insane.
I just I'm just kind of into, like, pain and torture and like burning and paper cuts, you know, well, bad
like
things.
It's like a sociopath, though. Like people who don't have any emotions, they just don't feel anything, you know?
Well, I don't have any emotions, but I'm not into torture and stuff.
No.
I'm just into making my mom cry.
I do find it very interesting when I hear your rant about your family, though, I have to be honest with you. Because the emails she sends you about how could you say that, and you know, she hasn't sent you one in a while, obviously. But
yeah, because she's not talking to me anymore.
Yeah, well,
disowned.
It's just as well.
Burn, Mom. KJ Cisco out.
Yes, enough said. You're speaking your hibbity bibbity.
Yeah, Mom. Can I have? I need to clip this out so next time she emails me about something absurd, I'll just send her the clip of you saying she's talking her hibbity bibbity.
Oh God!
Hibbity bobbity boo, bitch! You know what? I bet her book isn't even. She wrote a book. I bet it's not even available in Braille.
She did write a book, right?
Yeah.
What was it about? Did she tell you or?
No, I mean I read the synopsis. Okay. There was a YouTube trailer for it. I guess that's a thing like self-published authors do now.
The new thing.
YouTube
in
trailers.
In a world.
Kind of, yeah. It was like...
Yeah.
It's about a woman who lost her family and then wanders around lonely for a while, and then aliens come.
What?
I forget. Somehow the aliens come and they pretend like we're here to save humanity, and then they like whisk us all off to another planet, but shit might not be as utopian as it seems.
Oh, there's a little twist.
Because the aliens are actually using us for our milk. I don't know. Milk production. For some reason, these aliens really love breast milk.
It's a conspiracy,
Some kind of deception,
They pump the men full of estrogen to get them mammaries going.
Everything's all upside down.
Kevin, if you could be a woman for one day, what would you do?
For one day? I'd have to walk around a whole day like that? I couldn't pick and choose.
Burn, women!
Does
it have to be the whole day?
I want the ability to be able to go back and forth between bodies, like, you know.
You just get a day. Come on, beggars can't be choosers.
A day, wow. I don't even know when to begin. I would definitely, I don't even know. Like, I guess it depends on what mood I'm in at the time.
But everything that could go in the hole, in it.
Right.
Anything in sight.
Mm-hmm. Scissors.
Well,
no, obviously
doorknobs.
Common sense before you do that. Forks. But then again, I am a woman, so I wouldn't have much common sense.
Oh, burn!
So there we go.
Would you shave that thing?
Depends. Yeah, I might not. Might just, you know what? It's only a day. Who cares?
Would you les out with your fiance?
Oh, definitely.
Would she be into it, though?
I don't know. I don't know.
I think most girls are kind of bi.
Yeah, I kind of get that, too. I didn't really quite get that vibe from her, but I guess I'm being biased. I don't know.
Biased.
Do you guys ever drink?
Oh, yeah.
The old booze?
Oh, yeah, man. There was a summer sponsored by Jack Daniels.
Yeah, 2013, I sponsored the whole year, I think, by Jack Daniels. And, she wasn't drinking. She was just watching me and laughing hysterically.
So you got to get her to drink a little bit to bring out the bi side.
I've kind of got her drinking a little. She tried to give me the whole I don't drink stuff.
Corrupt her.
I was like, we'll see about that.
You should get her doing meth. You don't have to do it. Just get her doing it.
Just make her do it.
Just to show that you have the power.
The dominance.
Yeah, you're the alpha.
Right. Well, it's fun. We were talking about the e-cigarette, actually, the last time we were together. And she was talking about it. She's like, I'd like to do that, you know. I was like, but you realize, but see, she has asthma. She should not start smoking. And I mean, I know the e-cigarette doesn't have smoke and stuff, but it's still got nicotine.
So she just wants to start smoking fake? She wants to start fake smoking?
I don't know if she would.
I heard it looks cool.
As to what it would be like, or I don't know.
That curiosity, yeah. Can you?
Or maybe she thinks she's just going to get that rush, you know, like that. Oh, yeah.
You have to imagine people that live to be quite old and have never smoked.
Right.
At some point, they have to be curious, you know, what's it like?
Right.
At some point in their lives.
Right. Right. You may think, oh, that's not for me, but at least you thought
about
it.
But especially when you're fucking young. Jesus.
Yeah. I mean,
so
it's everywhere. Everyone's doing it, you know. It's
because it caught up with me, and that's why, you know, I do what I do. But curiosity.
Yeah,
nobody's stopping me. I'm not.
No.
I'm not a kid anymore.
Nope. I mean, it's.
Yeah, but you're a dad now, so things start turning the other way.
Yeah.
Now you need to be responsible.
Yeah. You know? Now you can only consume beers.
But Dad, you smoke. Shut your mouth. You know, how do you do that? Like, one day your kid comes up to you smoking.
I expect that. I really do. 'Cause
that's when you high-five your kid.
Life.
Well, really.
Life is hard.
Would you just say, like, give a lecture? Like, I really don't know if I want you hooked on this. Or?
I really don't think I'd have a problem with it, which
you
is weird.
You high-five the kid and you say, race you to the grave.
Yeah. Here's a hint. I gave you a head start. Older than you. You little bastard.
I mean, if he started weirdly young, like at 10, then it'd be like, all right, come on.
Yeah, come on. And I do know people that have done that.
You're making me look bad.
I don't know. That just sounds cute to me.
10-year-old smoking?
Yeah. It's adorable. Like when you dress up a kid in a business suit. he's like a little man.
Yeah, a little tie. Oh, you're all grown up.
So what's the sex like?
It's the same as...
You don't have to answer that. That was way... I was out.
No. Like, I don't know what
you should have seen the look on his face after he asked. He said, so what's like, the sex like? And then he kind of leaned back and his face grimaced. And he started like kind of wobbling.
Did Dad Orion like reprimand the kid Orion?
Yes. What are you doing?
Just no.
So is it like real fumbly?
No, it's not real fumbly.
Do you have to like line up a few times?
I know where things go. You know what I mean? It's like...
Do you have guides?
That sounds funny, but...
Do you have like an apparatus that guides you to the right...
No, it's, and I couldn't even explain to you how I would know. It's just something, I guess, certain things are so built into you.
This is one of those extra senses that you get.
I can't explain that. I'm doing a horrible job here.
You know how, like, pigeons can find their way home from anywhere?
Yeah.
It's like that. Blind people can find a vagina.
I guess, I don't know, I guess, well, since I basically know what the structure of a body, you know what I mean, I guess that helps. I mean, a lot of people are not just clueless as to, like,
you know, if you've been boning her armpit this whole time and she's just too polite?
I think I would know that, Kyle. I would know.
She's like, oh, yeah, that's so...
That's nice.
That's so great. She's just applying lube to her armpit. Yeah.
Go to sleep now.
I have a headache.
Yeah.
Not tonight. My armpit's sore.
I keep wanting to ask questions that I feel like, and like you said, it's like the, I don't know, maybe it's the dad in me that's telling me, too far.
Whoa, easy, Orion.
But given your condition, have your parents...
Your condition. It's technically it is a condition. It's just like why
so bad.
That's like a worse euphemism though. Like it'd be better to say given that you're blind than given your condition.
it is a condition. I'm not, you know.
Yeah, but given your condition makes it sound like you're Kevin. Like retarded and in a full body cast.
Like so what happened to you?
Holy fuck, what happened? Have your parents ever kind of like overprotected you? And if so, like, have you told them like that you've had sex and they're... I picture parents that overprotect, you know, their kid will be like 30 and they'll be like, ew. Hey, mom and dad, I had sex. And that I can see them.
I don't think they
being
would
like, what?
I don't think they would like have a heart attack. I mean, my mom's a nurse, so I she's pretty like realistic about these things. But I wouldn't.
You're my baby. Oh, who'd you put it in?
I wouldn't go around. I wouldn't announce it to them. Not because I'm ashamed of it, because it's none of their business.
You didn't burst into your mom's place and go, "Bitch, I just got laid."
No.
Yeah.
No, I mean the assumption is that it's gonna happen.
It's just one of those things. You can't avoid it. Try as you might as a mother.
Well, I'm assuming that they're assuming that it's inevitable, you know?
That you're getting laid on the reg.
Well, it happens. I mean, how the hell did they get there? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's, you know.
You ever get laid on the rag?
No.
Ugh, it's the worst.
No, I wouldn't. No, I wouldn't go near that.
It's like a fucking murder scene.
You didn't, did you, Kyle?
Oh, I've done it. It's horrendous. And it doesn't even feel right. Like, you would think, like, okay, if I just don't look at it, like, obviously it's going to look like a bloodbath.
If I pretend that it's not.
Yeah. If the feeling, though, you would imagine would just be like, oh, there's some, like, extra lubricant down there.
No, thank you.
But
no.
It's like, you can tell it's blood. It's like a thin, weird feeling. It's not good.
So how desperate do you have to be, though?
Well,
I was still in my teens, late teens, but I was still in my teens, and
you're just like powering through.
Yeah, that pretty much explains it, I think.
Just like taking the bullet.
Whatever. I'll put my dick in anything.
Yeah.
So do you ever like just play in the street to be rebellious?
Play in the street.
Yeah.
Like just jump in front of cars? What are you talking about?
Yeah, just to rebel.
No.
Like, Kevin, you gotta take care of yourself. You're a special boy with special needs. Fuck you, Mom! And you just run out in front of a truck.
No, I did want to live.
Overrated.
But, but back to the overprotective thing. Yeah, it was kind of there. And a lot of blind people do experience that. But I think just like anybody else, you got to be strong enough to, I don't want to say put your foot down, but like make yourself known.
Metaphorically say, fuck you,
yeah,
Mom.
Just right. Just, yeah.
Back off.
Say, look, this is me.
As it is mostly the mom.
Yeah.
If you ever have a kid, will you stick hot pokers in its eyes just to keep the blind culture going?
Well, first of all, I would never. I'm not interested in having a kid. But if I did have a kid, I would absolutely do that. I would absolutely shove a hot poker in my kid's eyes.
Yeah, well, who wouldn't?
But just for fun, I don't care if they actually have long-lasting blindness.
I would do it, and I'm not even a blind guy.
Right.
Like, and I'm not interested in the culture. I just want to hurt a kid.
Right. Now, come on, but we're not going to a restaurant because you're just going to scream the whole time. Yeah. But yeah, I feel the way you do, Kyle, about having kids. I really do. And I was lucky enough to find someone who pretty much feels the same way.
That's rare, man.
I think in a perverse way,
yeah,
a desire to abuse someone is one of the best reasons to have a kid.
It's a release.
Yeah.
Like, it's a release.
Not that it's like a morally correct thing to do, but I understand the motivation. Like, I really just want to hurt a kid.
Right.
So I'll make one and hurt it.
Not even because I want it to hurt, just because I want to do this thing.
Yeah.
I have control. Screw you.
It's sort of responsible in a weird way. Like, I could go out and hurt other people's kids, but instead I'll just make my own and keep to myself and only hurt this one kid that I made.
I can't stand the kids that come around Halloween. I can't stand
those fuckers coming for candy.
No, it's not even the coming for candy. I had a kid come to me and just go, what's wrong with you? And his mother was right there, like, what's wrong with you? You know?
Yeah.
And the mother said very nervously, okay, let's go. Just pulled their kid away and ran down the street.
Fucking kids.
What? Yeah. Was he talking about your blindness?
Yeah, he was referring to my blindness.
Are you like exceptionally blind looking?
No, I'm not. I don't, and people tell me that I don't look blind.
Do you do the, this is hard because these are like visual references, but do you do the Ray Charles thing where your head just kind of waves around and you're like looking at things in the sky?
I always wondered about that. I always wondered what that was, but no, I don't do that.
Do you wear sunglasses a lot?
No, I think he could tell because of the cane in the corner maybe, and just was smart enough to make the assumption. And the mother just, I hear the mother go, walk down the street going, he has special eyes. And I'm like, why couldn't you just tell the fucking kid that I couldn't see? Yes. I couldn't just explain to the kid. Why do we have to sugarcoat things?
He has special limited edition decorative eyes.
Why sugarcoat it for him? Look, people's eyes don't work sometimes. That's life. Deal with it.
That fucking mom.
Idiot.
What's wrong with you? I love canes, faggot! And then you hit him with it.
I should have said I use it to beat bad children. And, I just couldn't believe it. That was another example of the mother being right there and the parent doing nothing.
That is pretty awkward, though.
Yeah, I mean...
But you get those blunt fucking parents on the other hand. Like, I had a little kid looking at my earrings and the mom took the time to, like, walk him over hand in hand and be like, excuse me, can you explain what that is and why you did it?
I see and the put, spinners.
Like, I'm just trying to pass the time and punch out and make money and pay the bills.
But, well, you see, son.
Put me on the spot.
Son. I worship the devil. And why? He demands certain things of me.
Right.
One of them is to mutilate my body.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I actually did speak to a Satan worshiper once, not too long ago, actually.
A real Satan worshiper?
Yeah, like a Satan worshiping person, yeah. She was interesting. To
into metal, yeah.
Yeah. She would call him Father Satan.
Like Father Christmas.
Right, right, basically. And she showed me like the Satanic Bible or whatever, and it was just like, it was like written by a kid. Chapter 1, do what I say or die. Chapter 2, everyone knows I exist, get over it. Chapter 3, that, it was like, that was the whole thing. It was like so stupid.
So it was like a pamphlet?
Basically, it was like a 2-year-old wrote it. Like, okay, each chapter is one sentence. It's like, doesn't
summed up,
know
yeah.
how to write.
Satanists are weird. Because I think a lot of them, they'll be like, I'm a Satanist.
Right.
But when you ask them what that, if they worship the devil, they'll be like, no, I don't even actually believe the devil exists.
Well, that doesn't make any sense.
No, it's a stupid thing to call themselves.
So they're just, it's just like a term.
Yeah, it's more like metaphorical, like they view the devil in like the Christianity story as kind of the good guy.
Yeah, that's exactly what she was like. Like, as long as you, and she told me, as long as you give up the Christian God. And I stopped her and I said, no, wait a minute. So I asked her a whole bunch of questions to try to make her angry. She was way too calm. I expected her to like burst into flames. But I was like, wait a minute, you acknowledge the Christian God. Wouldn't your God, Satan, be mad at that? Like, none of it makes any sense to me, obviously, religion in general.
Hibbity-bibbity, man.
But, yeah. But I'm just trying to, like, I always ask people to explain themselves, and they can't. They can't because it's bullshit.
I agree.
Yeah, you can't do it. You can't do it. Otherwise, you know, and they'll say something like, well, I'll pray for you. Okay, so what you're saying is you don't know.
Yeah, it's... Yeah, I'll pray
like,
for
what
you.
What are you going to pray for me to do? Like, what are you...
I don't believe people when they say they'll pray for someone. I just yeah. don't buy it. Like,
I've had someone pray over me to get my sight back. I have, and it was very odd. Somebody I used to go to high school with, I remember he came over to my house. It was like breakfast time. He's like, so can I come in? I want to talk to you about something. He's very serious. Like, I'm thinking to myself, oh, my God, who died in his family? He sits down. Like, he's like, Kevin, you know, I believe. He's like, you know, God spoke to me last night.
Oh, God.
And he said that I can basically restore your sight. And now, keep in mind, he was really supposed to be in traffic court that day. So he skipped out of traffic court to come to my house to speak magic words over me.
That's dedication.
He comes over, grabs my head in his hands, rocks my head back and forth, starts chanting, open their eyes, open his eyes, Lord, open his eyes.
I can open my eyes, asshole. That's not the problem.
I actually did open my eyes wide to try to stop him. I'm like, you know.
Come on. Yeah, get my the fuck off of me.
It's not the lids. That's not the issue.
I know. I'm trying to roll them. You know, it's like, come on. It's like, and I said, you got to go. I'm like, you got to go.
You got to go.
Good job.
I kicked him out. That's the first person I ever kicked out. I said, how would your parents feel? Oh, they'd be proud. Of course they would. And he was one of those homeschool people.
Oh, yeah.
Very, very sheltered. And
they're the worst.
He just could not understand it. Like, you know.
They're always in weird family fucking cults.
Yeah, they're all like, you know.
Feeding chickens and dogs all day.
Yeah.
Spending way too much quality time with their sisters.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's another story. That's another story. He is actually a little too fond of his sister, to be honest.
Oh, yeah.
You know, a little too fond.
I never picked up on that, but I feel comfortable agreeing with that.
And he's weird, too. Like, we recently ran into him. My fiance and I were in the store. We're checking out. Jordan comes up out of nowhere, grabs her boob. It's like, oh, who's this?
I said, what that's the hell?
That's my fiance, you dick. Oh, I didn't know.
Why did he grab her boob?
Because he has no social skills. Like, he just doesn't understand.
That's not a lack of social skills. I mean, it is a lack of social skills.
Well, it is.
But
I mean, like, if you're doing it constantly.
But, like, does he think those are handshakes? Like, this is a traditional greeting in my family. We just grab each other's boobs.
Like boob shakes?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I mean, she was just standing there very awkward. Say, Jordan, the hell? Oh, sorry.
Did he blame you for the prayer not working?
No, we never mentioned it because it was just one of those awkward things. Like, it just made things very awkward.
The Lord works in mysterious ways. I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, the Lord, yeah. But he told you, didn't he? The Lord spoke to you, so he lied to you.
He was just fucking with me. He does that sometimes. Just friendly ribbing, you know. Right. Oh, God, you're so zany.
Oh, God, you did it again.
Oh, you.
You made me make an ass out of myself. Yeah. I'll get you.
You are a prankster, Lord.
Get you back, you son of a bitch.
Given all the circumstances, that just seems like an easy bridge to burn.
Do you think he pretends to be retarded and goes around, like, grabbing people's boobs? It's like that episode of Family Guy where Peter pretends to be retarded and walks into the women's room, you know? They're like, hi, I'm retarded.
Maybe. You know, that makes more sense to me than just thinking that grabbing a boob is, like, a normal thing to do.
Well, yeah. I don't know.
Well, I gotta pee, Kyle.
You gotta pee again?
Yeah.
Again?
Oh, again, I'm sorry.
You're getting older.
You know
that
what?
Damn prostate.
I think we might just end the episode here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's long enough, and we'll just call this the KJ Cisco Extravaganza.
All right. Cool.
I am in love.
The KJ Cisco Extravaganza.
Hey. All right.
I am surprised at how fucking cool you are, Kevin.
Oh, boy.
I've never spoken with him.
Boy.
Hey, I just wanted to throw that out there.
Oh, dear.
It's not like I'm like, a whole nother level of respect. No.
Do you see what we learn when we get to know each other?
I was just in the dark. I knew nothing, and now I know something, and
you're
a fun guy.
Weird.
You are fun.
I learn something new every day.
Well, yeah. Kevin, you've been swell.
Jesus Christ.
I just want you to know that I had a different impression of you at first, but now I know that you're a stand-up guy, and I'd let you date my son any day of the week.
God, all right.
Anyway, I'd like to invite you over for dinner, or as you call it, experiments gone wrong, or whatever. If you want to swing by around 5, it's when the family sits down. We're having pizza rolls.
Right. You all sit down together, right? The family dinner.
Do you have a favorite pizza roll flavor I could import?
Do you do the family prayer? Everybody holds hands?
Well, we'll make an exception if you want to do it.
That's very important to me.
Okay, well, thanks for listening, everybody. As usual, you can do all that stuff, that social media garbage that does nothing for anybody, including you, the listener. you can like us on Facebook, facebook.com/idchat. You can follow us on Twitter or me on Twitter, twitter.com/idchat. You can go to our forums where all the cool smart people hang out and only do and say smart things. Which is IJustHadATerribleThought.com/forum. You can buy adorable boy shirts or turtle team shirts or regular IJChat logo shirts or circle logo shirts or pony shirts on our Spreadshirt at IJChat.Spreadshirt.com. You can send us money because who doesn't want to get rid of some of their money? There's a big old PayPal donate button on the main page of the website.
You want to give up?
Yeah, man. And hey, if you got a craving for a BMO video, there's one in the little slider thing.
Oh, that I did. Oh, very exciting. I'm trying to get the people amped up.
No, you're doing a great job. I just stumbled there.
Tune in next time, friends.
Tune in next time for KJ Cisco's
get smart.
All right, that's it. Oh, Ryan, what's the thing that you always say? I gotta end it the right way.
Thanks for listening, guys. We'll check you next week.
Word!
Yeah. What are you doing, huh?
Nothing.
Playing?
Yeah. Key.
The box.
Key said the box. She can't be in there.
Oh, no.
Jesus.
Get the money box.
It's okay. You can't fit in the money box.
Oh, jeez.
I told her she can't fit in there, honey. I said the money box is from the moon daddy.
But Ryan Mackey, again, has taken up the bulk of my email.
He does that a lot to everybody's email.
Yeah. It's getting ridiculous. Jeez. I don't think he has a life. I really don't.
My mother? Hi, Mom.
How are you?
We're hanging out back at Kevin's.
Oh, 10 minutes.
Okay, we're heading down now.
Oh my goodness.